RadioArchives.com presents The Lone Ranger Magazine from April 1937. Read for you by Milton Bagby. The Lone Ranger Magazine is one of the many audiobooks available from RadioArchives.com. The Phantom Rider, a full-length novel. The pounding hoofs of a fiery horse, a ringing cry, "Hi-yo, Silver!" It's the Lone Ranger, Silver and Tonto, riding the danger trails of yesteryear, matching guns and wits with the ruthless Night Legion. Chapter 1. Out of the Night. The evidence of sheer brutality, destruction, and near murder finger-marked another raid of the Night Legion. The only thing left undisturbed in the cabin were the still-glowing embers in the fireplace. Furniture, crude as it was, had been torn apart. An old trunk, which for years had occupied a dim corner, now lay smashed open on its side in the middle of the rough floor, and its papers mingled with the contents of smashed cupboards and drawers. The night wind, howling free across the plains, added further thievery to that which had already been committed, as it plucked letters, papers, and old mining stock certificates through the open door and plastered them against a decrepit corral and the remnants of a wire fence outside. By all the laws of nature, Joe Frisbee should have been stiffening in death. He lay sprawled on the floor while dark moisture seeped slowly into the hard-packed earth beneath him from a knife thrust in his back, another earmark of the Night Legion. However, Joe Frisbee, Old Joe as he had been dubbed, was not dead. His breathing was labored, but his heartbeat, though faint, was regular as the door of his cabin creaked and banged wide open in the wind. With a wide sombrero pulled low over the mask on his face, a man rode alone through the night. His slender figure, of whip-corded strength, forked the silver-white stallion beneath him with the easy grace of a panther, and panther-like, through slits in his mask. His steel-gray eyes studied the ground ahead when scudding clouds uncovered the face of the moon. This was the mysterious Lone Ranger, whose face had, with one exception, never been seen by living man. That exception was Tonto, his faithful Indian companion. Together with Silver, the beautiful silver-white stallion ridden by the Lone Ranger, they had acquired a fame that was legendary throughout the length and breadth of the West. It was a unique trio which righted wrongs, solved mysteries, and brought criminals to justice where established law had failed. They struck without warning, then vanished unthanked and unrewarded, leaving no hint of their destination. All three, two humans and a horse, acted together with the smooth precision that can come only from long association and deep and mutual understanding. Whenever men swapped yarns, there was usually one in the group who had a story of the Lone Ranger to tell. It was always a story of sterling courage and matchless skill with rifle, six-gun, horse, or rope. Occasionally there would be a man who had actually heard that pulse-thumping cry of "Hi-yo, Silver!" No one knew where he came from or where he went, except Tonto. And Tonto did no talking. Now, as he rode, he talked to the white horse in the manner of men who have spent much of their lives in the solitary companionship of a faithful animal. There is no doubt but that mutual understanding, under such conditions, passes all the reasonable and believable limits of civilization. That the horse did understand was also tradition. "Silver," the rider muttered into the wind, "I've a hunch that tonight we are going to unravel some of the Night Legion's ball of yarn." The white ears of the stallion turned back questioningly. "No," the masked man chuckled. "I don't know how or why the hunch came. Don't know who they are, who the leader is, or where they get the information they work on. But—" He broke off, leaving his speech unfinished. His eyes had caught a distant gleam of light, too steady to be a campfire in the night's sweeping wind. "There you are, Silver."